Long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest as we make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Hey everybody, before we get to the show, I just want to have a special shout out to our intro reader, Drew, from the Tales to Terrify podcast. Now, if you're into audio horror podcasts, definitely go and check out Tales to Terrify. I love this podcast. Usually they start off the show with a short story of something from the real world, like Centralia, Pennsylvania, which, you know, I thought was fitting because we're from Pennsylvania. And then usually they narrate a few scary stories. The stories are amazing and the narrators are fantastic. My personal favorite is episode 400 with the story of Homunculus. Fantastic narration and a great story as well. Definitely not what I was expecting. And sometime, I'll actually be on that show. So definitely go and check out Tales to Terrify, give them a great review on iTunes, subscribe to their Patreon, all that good stuff. And tell them Botched sent you. All right, on to the show.
Previously on Botched.
I, AJ, strategically talked down the Tenebra using the stench of the hippies that I found in space, and now we're getting them to pay us millions of space credits to transport them via space Uber to Hutties, where I will probably have some pizza and find some banshees.
What wasn't the deal for like 10,000 credits? Like,
no,
they don't,
it was a million.
Don't have very much. I know you asked for a million.
They agreed to a million.
I don't think they agreed to a
million. I think they didn't they
was,
say that they were going to pay us when we got there?
It was money and
with the rest of it?
With whatever
and
they
ship
had.
Parts.
Yeah.
What, yeah. Not with whatever they
ship
had.
Ship parts.
With the rest of the million. Or else we're going to shove them out into space.
I'm telling you right now, I don't remember it being a million. I remember you asking for a million and explicitly saying, we don't have a million. We're hippies.
They don't believe in money.
I don't think they said that.
I'm still looking for the PDF that has our rolls on it. Welcome back, listeners, to episode 23 of Botch Podcast. That's all I remember. I kind of just blank out when you talk.
We're going to start where we left off last time as the group is, I believe you were in hyperdrive?
Yeah, we just got out of hyperdrive around Huddy's and we're
okay
taxiing Mormons.
We just got out of hyperdrive.
Missionaries.
Okay. So when you pop out of hyperdrive, the area around the planet is very chaotic. There's lots of ships in the atmosphere, warships, trading ships, things like that. I'm going to say you popped out of hyperdrive a little bit of a distance away from the planet.
Taking the scenic route.
I mean,
how many light seconds?
Couple.
How many AU?
I only do EU.
What does that even
how
mean?
How many European units?
European
units.
Because Huddy's is fighting a war on one, two, three,
war on drugs.
Four fronts, so.
Well, that's bad for Bendelfleur.
Yeah. No one likes Huddy's. They're a bunch of dicks.
Yeah, they're a bunch of
the
slug, capitalist
and
slugs.
Are friends?
No, they're fighting too.
Oh.
Yeah.
All the major parts
assholes.
Of the galaxy are fighting. So,
all
yeah,
the major assholes.
Americans are fighting with the Huddy's. The green beans, as I believe you were calling them or whatever. The
I don't remember them.
Nananavi. You have a couple of them.
Those are the
they're
monsters.
Blues.
Verdes. You're calling them
oh,
the Verdes.
No, one mm-hmm. of them is named Verde.
Verde.
That's
sure.
That's the yeah. Officer also, on our
when,
ship.
When did they start
officer Verde.
Flying?
We gave them technology.
They yeah. they rejected it.
Not too long after you
apparently
left.
Apparently not. They're like, oh yeah, guns. Better than sticks. Got it.
Wow, these guns are way better than sticks.
And then the Tenebra. And then the Hexians and the Mutagos are
it's
all
a lot of assholes rubbing against each
it's
other.
A lot of assholes.
It's like if Requiem yeah. for a Dream had a sequel. Instead
sure.
of the end, it's one and one. It's a whole
sure.
pentagram of butts.
So you guys are sort of
French kiss me with your asshole.
Yes, pucker up.
Kiss me with your asshole.
Get puckered.
So you guys are stopped in front of Huddy's, but it's the planet is still far in the distance, and I need Joran to do a perception check.
I perceive.
I assist.
Yes. with it a lot. 21.
You notice a message coming in on the comms, but it looks like it's some sort of coded message. But you recognize it immediately.
Emojis.
It's emojis only.
Oh, God. It's been so long since I've seen traditional old Earth emojis.
Old English emojis.
Old English emojis.
Which emojis are they?
There's like a...
Can you type them in the chat so we can all see?
No, because these emojis don't exist right now. There's like the meat. There's a...
Meat salad?
There's an asteroid emoji. There's a handshake emoji.
That absolutely exists.
Okay. I don't know how to find them. I don't do emojis.
Chat doesn't matter.
Sure.
Pretend.
So yeah, so there's an asteroid emoji, there's a handshake emoji, there's a binoculars emoji, there's a whisper emoji.
All of those.
You
exist.
Know that means meet us by the asteroid.
Meet us by the asteroid and be quiet about it.
Yep, you got
Secrets.
It.
All right. Zorthox, could you do a scan for Sal Vager's ship, Yakish.
Yes?
I'm going to need you to put the ship into whisper mode.
Putting on the airplane modes now.
Wait, I done thought we needed a code of silence.
No, it's a cone of silence.
A code. We have a code of silence on this ship.
Yes.
Then you're breaking it right now.
Oh, sorry.
Give me more of your things.
We've set the ship into whisper.
Wait, will it help me find the banshees?
It's really difficult to whisper with this voice.
Yeah, you telling me.
Setting the ship into pillow talk mode.
Pillow talk.
What's your roll for your scan?
Oh, I don't see shit.
Okay. No. So, as far as you
I'm
know.
I'm not even using the right console.
You don't see Salvage.
He's at his gun post.
He's just flicking the leaves off of the chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll. Or plant man. Plant daddy.
Yeah, plant daddy. But you do see an asteroid, like a fairly large one, that's just sort of like slowly floating, not too far behind you. You see one of those?
Wait, are we being chased by asteroids now?
No, it's just kind of over there, but...
It's not coming towards you.
We should go and hit up that asteroid.
Tap that asteroid.
Yeah.
So you're going over there then?
Okay. Somebody fly us over there.
I got it.
He's piloting.
I am. I'm okay. The pilot now.
Okay.
He finally got to a station.
Okay.
With a 20.
Sure.
I don't see anything on the steering wheel.
So when you fly over to the asteroid, it's actually pretty big. And you notice that it does have sort of a cave system. And are you guys exploring the caves?
Yeah, we're going in.
Okay. Scan it first.
Okay.
Let's do a scan. Full spectrum analysis.
Print it, scan it, fax it.
Tell me if it's autistic.
Right, rename it.
Fire.
The 18.
There's definitely a reading of a ship inside this asteroid. It doesn't look like it's moving. It's on. It's parked. The power's on. Life support's on. All that stuff. So it doesn't seem to be in distress. It's
E-brake
not putting out any signals. It's
Wait, is it made out of paper?
No.
Because it's stationary?
Right.
If it was made out of paper, it couldn't be inside the asteroid
thick
because
paper.
Rock beats paper. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Thick paper.
Anyways.
It's made of money, and money can do anything.
Sorry, I have to play Mario Origami King. Paper jokes.
Origami Coon?
King.
Origami King.
What?
Origami Coon.
Origami
paper
King.
Paper Mario.
So anyways.
Oh, that's Origami Coon.
Pretty
so
much.
What are you guys doing?
I've been watching too much of Anime Girls speaking
Apparently.
English.
Oh, I just thought that
came out way too easy
I
for
thought
me.
That was just Jordan.
Like a second language.
I thought that was just a second language for Jordan.
It turns out he can speak Japanese.
He can speak Jordanese.
Deep.
Jordanese?
Yeah, I can speak other languages, but they completely change how I talk.
He's watched the historical texts of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Yeah, anime is actually...
It's an ancient culture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You wouldn't understand.
Before life on Earth became three-dimensional.
I take the ship into the asteroid.
Okay. So when you go...
Just the tip.
Just the tip of your ship?
Well, that's where the GoPro is, so we can see down the front of what we're getting into.
Wait, I thought our ship looked more like a beer can.
I don't know what it looks like anymore.
It's kind of blocky. I like it.
A little blocky.
It's got character.
It looks like...
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. So
it looks like a gun.
It kind of looks like a gun. Yep.
Sure. So, there's a
gun
pretty
penis.
Fair amount of space around your ship, because it's not a very big cargo ship. And you start to enter into the asteroid, and there's a fair bit of space all around, so it doesn't seem like there's a very hard, you know, drive in here. So roll me piloting.
It's safe.
Yeah, it's pretty safe. But just roll me on piloting, just in case.
Natural one.
No, I got a 14.
Yeah, that's fine. So you maneuver around. It's a couple miles, and you come into this big open cavern almost in the center of this asteroid. Joran, roll me a history check.
The center of that ass.
It's not good.
Okay.
Got a 5.
Okay, you don't remember anything. This seems like a totally different ship to you. But you are getting a notification for communications.
All right, yeah, open it up.
Oh, hold on.
Wait,
that's my thing.
Yeah, Mr. Washington.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Swipe right.
Accepting call.
So when the screen comes on, it's a very muscular woman with short hair. And she's like,
is she wearing flannel?
Yes, but cut off flannel.
Oh, it's
oh
awesome.
Oh my God, yeah. I'm in love. She's will have strong children.
Joran.
Oh, hey, what's up, Patricia?
It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Oh, I thought I was talking.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was having a moment. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your friend.
No, hey, it's all right. We all just kind of talk.
Okay.
Do you want me to transfer you to the captain?
No, just get it up on the big screen.
Are you full screen initiate.
Okay.
It's a 25-inch television.
Just moves from a side screen to a slightly bigger screen.
Anyways, so I see you got my message, and I was hoping if you could help us out with a little problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, anything for you guys. Like, oh, hey, yeah, sorry, Patricia, this is,
Oh, do you want to introduce me to your little friends?
Yeah, this is my crew. We got Zorthox. He's the always positive man from...
Hell.
He can say it. He's a quick draw with a wit that's sharp as... Anyway, Yakish. There he is.
Hi.
you've met Mr. A.J. Washington.
Does he have a learning disability?
No, I'm an octopus. That's just how
I
look.
Okay, all right. Nice.
Are you,
unless
you some
were
kind of weasel?
I'm
sorry.
No, it's my fault. You can go.
Yakish?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Washington?
I asked her if she was some kind of weasel. She kind of sounds like a weasel.
No, it's a human. She does have a robotic arm, though, so.
All right.
Do weasels have robot arms?
They can.
In the future, they've all been replaced with robot arm weasels.
Well, so they're sneakier.
Joran has a robot arm.
Yeah.
Cyber weasels.
In his backpack.
I keep it in my backpack.
Just in case.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know when you're going to need a little.
Ah, shit, lost my arm. Got a backup. Anyway, yeah, sorry. Guys, this is Patricia.
I'm the head of the lesbian mafia.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you're going by the Dawn anymore. Or like
Denise.
I'm not sure, whatever.
The Dame?
The Dame.
The Dame's a pretty good.
Yeah. Well, there's, you know, I've been having some troubles lately, but I see that, I'm just glad you made it out of Earth alive and didn't get blown up since you were part of the Coalition of
Planets. Oh, yeah, it's been great. You know, all of humanity got exploded, and our entire way of life was destroyed, and then most of us were enslaved. We're doing great.
Okay, well, that's good that you're doing good now.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
I look at my crew.
The tension between these two is weird.
I've been hiding out on in this asteroid for...
Just been hit in this rock?
For about a month now.
That's unfortunate.
That's a hard rock life.
And then I noticed your call sign when you came into space, so I thought I'd hit you up and see if you might be able to do old Patricia a little favor.
Yeah, I mean, of course. Ever since the lesbian mafia and the space clitorati parted ways in the Great Revolution, you know...
Yeah, I
understand things have been difficult.
Very difficult, yeah. I'm just hoping I don't get the rug.
Yeah, history check. What? Crit 20.
That's that's their version of, what is it?
Whacked.
Yeah.
But they get the rug.
They roll them,
they roll them
up
in a rug and they shoot them out in space.
Sweeping them up.
The torpedo tube into space.
Rugging them out.
My,
clitorati? Really?
The space clitorati.
I hate you.
Some of my opponents,
not opponents, but
competing interests, joined forces with the Huddies and have put me almost out of business.
Oh, they suck.
And basically, all I got left is this one race left on Huddies, but I don't even know if I can trust my own dames. You know?
Wait, you're running a race?
Yeah. And I was hoping maybe Joran knew somebody who could help with it. I don't know if he could pilot it, but it's probably going to be. I would
horse mech racing?
It's little space races.
All right.
On the planet, a little hot rod.
It's pad racing.
Pad racing. But you know, I feel like there's gonna
contestants
be...
start your applicators.
I feel like there's gonna be foul play, so if you could help, that'd be great.
You know, we're a rough and tumble group, always ready to help out. But
I don't have much to offer you other than a favor one day.
That works for me.
This will get me back on my feet.
We all make decisions as a group, so you know, like. Mad props and respect.
I thought they said captain to you.
Yeah.
For today.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's it rotates?
I'm pretty sure Yakish could kill me without any, like, issue. Like, and he has a couple times, and then he brings me back.
He looks like it, yeah.
Hi.
He thinks it's a fun game.
Of whether or not to kill you?
I've seen God, I think. I don't know. There was a shadowy figure.
Okay.
Anyway.
That was Shadow Peoples. You don't want to talk to Shadow Peoples.
They're allied with the Banshees.
They are sworn enemies.
He's teaching me a lot.
Okay. Wait, they're Shadow People too?
Do we want to help out the lesbian mafia?
The friend of the Jarns is your friend, the Yakish.
And if they know something about a race, I'd love to put all of our money on the race.
Well, sure, it's going to be lots of betting.
Please don't put my monies on the bets.
Huge monies on the race. There's about 20 contestants from all over the galaxy.
I mean, it's pretty convenient that it's on Huddies, right?
Yep.
Well, we gotta drop off some hippies.
Oh, that works out.
Do you want to say hi to our hippies?
No.
No, okay.
Do you want to pull the rod that makes them shower?
What?
Do you want to pull the rod that makes them shower?
Oh, I thought you said you want an Eiffel Tower, and I was like,
no, that would be very untoward.
He's
and
American.
I don't think you swing my way.
He's got a hard time with nuance.
I hear you.
You know who would like to meet this lad? It would be a Perkins. We should get the Perkins up here.
Somebody share my name?
Yeah, oh, God. That's
right. I heard my name echo through the halls.
How are you already here?
No, I'm on the comms.
The microwave is right there next to the stations where we hit the boom booms, and there he was making the
lean
bagel
pocket.
Bites.
No, I was heating up my lean pocket. Gotta keep my new svelte figure.
He was prepping up a different kind of boom boom. He's gonna shit himself.
It's good. Yeah, very nice.
I guess. We're in it.
Drop off these hippies and go race. Yeah.
Perkins, they don't actually want to talk to you.
Shut up. Okay. I'm just going to take Hot Pocket.
Get off the bridge.
I figured we could maybe just give them a Perkins for a little bit. And they could maybe be a...
him a lady?
If they need a help. I don't know about that. But
they make a lady out of him?
I don't think... What part of America are you from?
Hidden Valley.
Oh.
If they have a trouble on their ship since they've been in this rock for about 7 months, he could maybe work on their ships if it's broken.
I thought you said mumps was fine.
We're just hiding.
Okay, no, I was just trying to be nice.
No, I appreciate it. Yakish?
Yakish.
Yakish.
Bathomay.
Bethany.
No, that's not what I said.
It's Bethany.
Bethany.
Yep.
Wait, no, I thought it was Yakish Batman.
That's a beautiful last name.
Thank you, it was my father's.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that makes sense.
There was a word coming.
Nope, it was my father's.
Okay.
Translation's
weird. I
thought
you all were, like, spawned out of a cloud.
The cloud of daddies.
Daddy cloud.
Daddy cloud daddies.
Cloud daddy.
They're writing that down for band name.
Is he like very involved in your life after he fertilizes the cloud of eggs? Or?
Well, yes. He stuck around for about 15 seconds.
And
he said,
He said, "Dad, you have no son." And then he went away on his own, adventures where he probably found the other eggs to fertilize, but then came back with the cigarettes. Space cigarettes.
Is that why you smoke?
Wow, I learned a lot.
Underwater space cigarettes.
That I wasn't wanting to learn.
But Dad, I know, if you hang out with the Yarkis, you get the very good lesson on the world around you. I like to open up people's eyes to the full clarity of what is going on around the universe.
We're not just a crew, we're a TED Talk.
Good TED.
And also, he uses his suction cups to hold your eyes open. It's true.
So the race is in 2 days. My racer mysteriously got poison thrown off a cliff and fed to carnivorous animals.
I hear that happens when you have so much of 5G.
Yeah.
It happens.
What did he say?
Something about 5G.
I blacked out. I didn't hear anything.
I think we all did.
So I don't know if you have a spare racer on your ship or if you just want one of us and you guys to watch the race and make sure it goes our way.
Get the Perkins to race in the ships.
I mean, AJ is feeling pretty racy.
Well, hey, maybe not.
I can drive.
He said he wanted to bet all of our money on one race.
He can bet all of his money on one race.
That is my money. Don't remember.
Yeah, how much money do we have?
You don't have any money.
You write it down. I don't write down how much money
you have.
Well,
I lost my character sheet, okay?
You have zero.
Yeah, so let's have him be the space pilot, and he can bet on himself like a Peter Rose, and then he won't get into the Pad Racing Hall of Fame, but at least we get away with a bunch of monies.
I had 200,000 monies.
So a couple of days. We'll pull straws.
2 days.
Yeah, 2 days.
Can we get the coordinates?
Yeah.
And she sends them over.
All right.
Beep, beep, beep. It starts to coordinate a map on the planet or whatever. It's a valley, pretty much. It starts in a desert area and then just goes into a almost covered valley. And
some kind of hidden valley.
Through a bunch of cave systems as well. Looks like it goes down into the planet's core and then pops back out in a different spot out of that sort of area. So it's not too wide of a range, but it's, you know.
Oh, that's what I call pad racing.
Slough Valley.
Yeah. I mean, guys, Slough Valley. I used to bullseye ranch rats in my T-16 back home. All right, so this will be right up my alley.
I think AJ should do it.
You believe in me?
What?
That was a rough one.
No, it's fine. I think AJ should do it. Hold on. I'm feeling a little sober. Let me get to my point.
Is that what's wrong? He's sober?
Yes, it's hard to talk when you're sober.
Okay. So this race is going to be outside the city of Klorm, which is not the city that you guys were in before with Bendelfleur, but you could probably make an educated guess that each one of the crime families is going to have a racer in this and that they're all going to be trying to
play. Whose character has interacted with Bendelfleur before? There's
Jorn.
Just Jorn.
And AJ, if you recall the Patreon episode.
In the Patreon episode?
Oh, that's right. That's true. Yes.
He doesn't know me as part of this collective.
No, he does not.
He doesn't know you.
Probably doesn't even know me at all.
I'm
just
wear a disguise.
You're not worth remembering, AJ.
Putting a mustache on my EVA suit.
Okay. So they give you the coordinates. She basically says,
if you have any questions and need anything, just send me emojis. You know, the normal.
Yeah, I'll get you up on Snap.
Being sneaky. Okay, yeah, sure.
Eggplant, peach.
Jorn?
Oh, yeah. Patricia, what's up?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, of
course.
You've
always been a good guy.
Hey, I mean, you're the one who helped me into the COP. And so, you helped me, and of course, I feel like I owe a debt.
Well, you used to run drugs for us.
I definitely
and
did.
And hookers.
Yes.
So, you know.
And hooks.
Yeah. It was a weird market.
That was a weird month.
But, we just couldn't say no to that cute little face of yours and that weird, high, raspy voice.
So it's very masculine, I know.
So we helped you into the COP, so we appreciate it.
Of course, it's mutual. So we're going to go on planet.
Okay.
Drop off these hippies.
Bye.
All right, peace sign emoji.
Why did you say emoji. That?
Sunglasses.
That's a good one.
And then the screen cuts off.
He doesn't Ooh. Know what he's saying.
He's just in sunglasses.
Yeah, dude.
He's just listing things he's seeing.
He's missing. He's listing things that he's missing. My
Ranch money's. Bottle.
Ranch bottle, sunglasses.
Rage bottle.
Rage. The Ranch of Rage.
So are you guys heading down to the planet then?
Yeah. We gotta drop off these hippies.
Yeah, let's drop these hippies off.
What city were we supposed was it not said which city of Huttese?
For the hippies?
Yes,
so it wasn't a city. It was out in the middle of nowhere, basically.
Good. Okay. They're going to Burning Man on Huttese.
Pretty
much.
Fuck,
yes! You go burn a man!
Burning slug.
But if Burning Man was also a religious ceremony.
But you do have
not?
The coordinates for that.
For Burning Man?
For where you're supposed to go. And one of the missionaries comes up. Have we... Wait, what was the voice for them? Was it just like a raspy...
No, it wasn't raspy. I think
it was Kermit.
Just... No.
Kermit?
No. I think it was just like...
Hey.
Uber nice.
Hey.
Father, wouldn't
Oh, hey, what's
I
up?
I can't help but, brothers, I've noticed that we've arrived.
No, on, we certainly
on,
have.
On planet, and we just wanted to say thank you. And they have like a wreath of flowers to give to you. And they put it
I
around
believe
you. And like,
we were promised ship upgrades and money.
Well, I don't know. We won't find out till we get down there.
You better have them, or there's going to be trouble.
Oh.
Are you threatening the hippies, AJ?
Okay. Well, that's not very kind.
No, Father, no, he's not. That's not. He's not threatening, you know? It's just that he's...
Promising.
He's making he's making plans.
Well, threatening hippies is the most American thing to do.
That's true.
Yep.
It's in his blood.
I'm going to make you get a job.
Cut your hair.
Shower. Oh, we already did that.
Yep, you made him shower already. So
chemical shower.
He's like, all right, well, I'll just head down below with the others and wait, and you'll just. I'm just assuming.
Just
assuming
detach just, the cargo hold.
Drop it. Sure. So you if sun. You enter into the atmosphere of the planet.
Well, I kind of want to see what their Burning Man looks like.
Yeah, we're going.
Yeah,
with
well,
them.
We're going there.
I didn't render that. If that's what you're asking.
No.
Why not?
Just. Go to YouTube
it's just
and link up a
Burning
clip of Burning Man.
Man.
A stick Best figure. Of.
Sure.
Burning Man.
So
just type a Burning Man and see what comes up.
You follow the coordinates and you go out. You're not too far up in the sky. And you're traveling through just a whole lot of nothing. There are some rocky outcroppings, mountains, things like that. But then it comes to this big open area. And it looks like there are hundreds, maybe thousands of tents. And lots of people that look like they're all of the hippie variety.
It's Bonnaroo.
Nice.
It's fucking Bonnaroo.
And so you see that as you're approaching.
Are there stages?
You do see a platform.
Like five different stages?
You just see one platform.
Main stage.
It's a pretty big platform, but yeah.
The what stage? The which stage?
They put every band on that stage.
Yeah, at once.
At the same
at
time.
Once, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Polyphonic Spree Fest.
Sure. But you also see that there are three other cargo ships parked. Not Salvager.
Good.
Well, hey,
Fuck
hippies, where you need to be, bud?
But you do see there are like three other cargo ships
yeah,
parked.
Yeah, where are we parking this?
Wherever you want to park it to unload. Well,
do you have like a
Don't
leader
you?
That you need to talk to?
Oh, you're talking to the hippies?
Yeah.
Is there a white zone for loading and unloading?
I mean, near the platform would be preferable if
on
you, if
the
you
platform.
Can. But
got it.
Probably not on the platform.
No,
yeah,
I would
is
say
there like
not
a clear space to park before the platform, or are we just going to squish some tents?
No, I mean,
do you want
squishing,
us to kill
just,
the peoples
just,
down
no,
here
park,
with the ship?
No, park in an area where there's nothing around, but it's nearish the platform.
So 5 miles outside
so,
the
yeah,
defense.
So
that's
like,
not nearish, though.
Well, I mean, you hippies like natures and like to take long locks, and then you can walk.
Yeah, don't you
there.
Have sandals?
I mean, if you want to park 5 miles away. Father will not judge you for it.
Well,
we
but
will, figure,
will you judge me for it?
I never judge. We will find
out.
I'm going
thinking.
Inside that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Octoman.
That's all right, the edges. My inside was a 24.
He's being honest.
I don't believe him.
They literally can't be deceptive, so.
Like what if, like, because our ship has Yorker thrusters, right?
A deception.
We got to go Benches. Down, and we got to fire our thrusters to land, won't If we don't park far away,
hey, if we don't
that...
have to do that, whatever. Let's just land.
All right.
Okay. So,
right next to everybody.
Roll
Got
me
it.
A piloting.
Somebody
check.
Take us in.
Zortha X.
Seven.
On the stage, you say.
So Zorthax goes in low, and he's just like he's right above the tents. Yeah. He's just blowing shit around. There's chaos. And then you get to a kind of an area. You actually tink into the stage and then bounce back, and you're waving around wildly. And then you just sort of onto the ground.
We made it.
It's like me trying to land on a planet playing Elite Dangerous.
Oh, God.
I don't know what it
is. All right. I've stopped moving. We've landed.
Sure. So it lands. There's sand everywhere because you didn't even really do the thrusters correctly. You just shut them off instantly instead of like a slowly let them down. It's just so there's sand all over the place.
Yeah.
But
I'm just trying to get everyone ready for the next big adventure.
Sure. The missionary gets up off the ground because obviously they fell down on your ship. They get up and they just sort of like, oh, praise Father for the safe landing.
I think it was pretty good. We made an entrance.
Yeah.
Praise PBR. It's memorable. For the safe landing.
So they go. He goes back down to the cargo bay so that you guys can open it up and they can take the cargo off.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a Perkins with you?
I mean,
maybe try to bring him into your.
We're open to
communion.
Take anybody.
Yeah, no. Let's,
Perkins is like, I don't want to join the hippies.
Well, why don't you listen to what they have to say under pamphlets?
I don't want to do that. Yeah, I want to have orgies.
Well,
they are very specifically not into orgies.
Maybe next time.
I've looked into this, okay?
You won't broadcast our signal across the galaxy when we're trying to move undetected, Perkins.
Maybe they have.
What are you talking about?
They have orgies with the father. Have you thought about that? Having a grand orgy with your father?
You're misinterpreting that, Yakish.
No, they said they have fucked their father.
Sure.
None of that doesn't make it more appealing.
No, maybe not for you.
Does that mean he's into that?
Don't think about
watching.
It.
Okay.
Try and block that memory.
I'm going to go down to the engine and pretend to work on it so I don't
Wait,
have to have
this
conversation
anymore.
Love? The Church of Dad Love? Sure, if that's what you want to call it. And as you guys land on the planet, we're going to take a break. Hello, Patreon subscribers. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Now, for right now, everything's staying the same, from $1 all the way up to $50. However, starting January 2021, we're going to be changing the Patreon around quite a bit. Some levels will be leaving, some levels will just be changing, and other levels are coming in that didn't exist previously. So keep an eye out at patreon.com/botchpodcast. We'll have more details to follow. But for now, feel free to subscribe over at patreon.com/botchpodcast to get access to those rewards before they go away. Also, check out the live show over at twitch.tv/botchpodcast every Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also check out old episodes on twitch.tv/botchpodcast as well as on YouTube at botchpodcast. Anywho, let's get back to the show. And we're back. All right.
Whoa.
So... are you opening up the cargo bay door?
Hell yeah!
Okay, so it's just... And it's still pretty dusty outside, but the missionaries are there waiting, and they bow, and they're like, oh, praise Father for your safe journey.
Yeah, so have fun the fucking your father!
Hell yeah, Daddy!
Oh, we don't do that with Father. That's...
Who
that's
do you
wrong.
Do it with?
With our,
the inside
predetermined
that,
partner.
And I think you're lying.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, so you notice that cargo that looks almost identical to the ones that you're bringing is also being carried off the other cargo ships, and it's just being sort of piled up next to the stage. It kind of looks like there's about 12 or 14 of these shipping containers, it looks like, at that point.
All right.
And so the hippie dippies take the cargo from your ship off. And the leader one that
dollies?
You had reached to... Yeah, the hover dollies.
Yeah.
And the one that... Is it Ezekiel? No, it's F41TH is there.
Faith.
And speaks with one of the other...
What is it good for?
One of the other... I think they're called the Pequar.
Absolutely murder.
And he's like, I have coordinated payment. We can scrounge together 12,000 credits and ship parts. And maybe valuable crystals for spiritual healing.
There better be very valuable crystals and ship parts, or else
spiritual
you guys
healing
know us.
Is invaluable.
It's very true. They're good for your Evora and your psychics. I think they're very important to your agent so that you can rebalance your life and protect you from evil.
Is this all that anti-materialism you were talking about?
Well, that's it. The only thing I let you own is crystals.
I'm very interested in crystals, well, then, because he has all my stuff.
Well, you have different power points around your bodies, and you put the crystals on there, and it rejects bad energy and kind of saves you from the evils.
Like radiation?
Listen to Taco.
Yeah, they're like tacos.
So they give you two crates of crystals, and these look like the energy crystals that you harvested from the Mutagos ship.
Oh, those are valuable, and also
not large intact crystals. They're sort of busted up smaller crystals.
They gave us a bunch of crystal shake.
They still work. They're just not going to be used for the same sort of thing.
Yeah, it's been gone. It's gone through a sieve.
Could we like melt them down and fuse them into giant crystal blocks?
Yeah, like crystal hash.
Crystal butter.
Heat it up.
Crystal wax.
If you go
make some crystal brownies.
Certain specific forges, you might be able to, but these crystals are kind of volatile, so you might not want to try and melt them down.
The best way to do it is to just swallow some of them and then they have suppository the rest, and then you get the evil from both ends and you'll be cleaned.
Did you say crystal cleanse?
Please don't. Crystal cleanse yourself with these explosive crystals.
Shred your insides.
Let's close that before they explode.
Sure. So there's two crates of those, and there's all. And I said the 12,000 credits, and you notice that they do give you some ship parts. You don't know if they would specifically work for yours, but there is a large battery.
You know, my favorite part about all of this is that we have delivered the Gem of Stones to his masses, and so the Stonestown Massacre can finally happen here on the Huttees. It's going to be very fun to watch.
You think they're going to blow the place up?
No, I think they're going to convert everybody to meet the fathers.
Oh.
And what is this, Stonestown?
It's Stonestown. Yes, the Stonestown Massacres.
They also give you two, looks like shotgun. Scatter type weapons
for the
ship.
Yeah, the ones that want to drink at the pool.
Anti-shield scatter guns.
They sound a little bit more like flat cannons.
It's called grape shot.
It's like a grape shot, and you can swap between doing
specifically
shield versus
game.
Hull damage. And then the last thing
load
they give
with
you
different large marbles
or crystals.
Crystal.
Cleanse! I'm going to cleanse your ship of all the evil.
Cleanse the life right out of your ship, brother.
The last thing they give you is a mining laser, which would damage ships. It's like a weaker version of like a combat laser.
Yes, it's not the major laser, it's a minor laser.
But it still works. But they give it to you.
It'll do damage, it takes longer. Yeah. You gotta keep it on the same part.
It only damages children.
And it,
can it melt crystals?
Minor laser. It is used to mine crystals, so it could cut through crystals, but it's not going to melt them together.
All right, what if we made a crystal crucible?
A crystal bowl?
What?
I'm listening.
Heated it up with our super laser.
And then poured
the crystals in there.
Yep.
And then put like an umbrella over it so the crystal gas got up in there.
Yep, you'll keep going.
And then we could like go up and breathe the crystal gas.
Okay, yep. That sounds like a good idea. I'd like
cleansing
to
our airways.
Yep. No, I'd like to be totally on side with this.
Quick medicine check about how's that going to fly?
Well, the ship is
22.
It's like breathing in a million little teeny tiny daggers. It would just shred your lungs to pieces.
Yeah. Hey, Warshy, that'll kill you.
Sounds like smoking crack.
Yeah.
But the good crack.
Yeah,
really good shit.
That
crack.
Good shit that you get there.
Like the first stuff that they put out on the streets.
Yes.
From the CIA.
So they say, we don't need weapons or anything like that. These have come from people who have converted over to Father's love. And so now we use these as payment for people who help us. So here you go.
They also have a Cloud Daddies.
They've got cloud daddies.
They get cloud daddies.
Are y'all going to do any kind of fundamentalist, converting of the Slagogians?
We're certainly going to try.
What if they don't convert?
I hope they do.
Well, Father will be displeased, but we'll just leave and move on to the next planet.
There's always conversion through fire.
Yeah.
Through fire?
Yeah.
And brimstone.
Have you ever thought of that?
We do not commit acts of violence.
No.
What if you just burnt down a few buildings that no one was in to get everyone's attention to listen to you?
That sounds like that would be most unkind.
Well, no, yeah, the Nuremberg's one. Yeah. Nuremberg? It wasn't Nuremberg.
The fire is what killed them.
The Reichstag. There we go.
Nuremberg was the trial. The Reichstag fire. Of the Nazis.
He's right. It's a Nazi trial.
He's still thinking about Nazis, but he's the wrong end of the Nazis.
Early Nazis, not their later Nazis.
Postmodern Nazis.
It's one of their first albums.
Anyways.
What, like Ace of Base?
Ace of Base, postmodern Nazis. So yeah, so they each present you with a little flower thing to put around your necks or whatever if you want it, and then they just bow and then they go about their way.
Wait,
I was kind of hoping my flowers would be a bandolier, not a necklace.
How many pamphlets do you have?
Oh, many pamphlets, handwritten.
Oh my God.
I want all of your pamphlets.
We can't give you all of them, but we will give you one pamphlet.
Do we have a photocopier on the ship?
Yeah, we have. Absolutely.
It's next to hit the microwave.
Xerox.
We have a 3D matter printer. Yeah. We could make pamphlets out of sugar, out of all beef. Right. We could make it out of hair.
Beef. Yeah. That's printed on beef sheets.
Yeah.
Thinly
sliced beef sheets.
Looks like orgies are back on the menu.
It's seared in with iron.
Get off the comms, Perkins.
Sheets, not curtains, Perkins.
How do you think we fuel that matter converter?
Gas.
Beef curtains.
I swear to God, if you say this ship is powered by fuck stink, I'm just gonna. I'm
fuck stink and fluage.
No, self-destruct.
Captain's code.
Captain's
FG.
Log.
Initiate self-destruct.
No, I want to take a bunch of pamphlets.
Okay. So we can redistribute
They'll
them
give
to
you
the
10.
People.
Okay.
Yeah, we can make them rain from the skies.
Sure. You can do a World War II Japan.
Where
you just drop pamphlets on the city before you bomb it.
Didn't do that with Nanking.
Let's do it after. Bomb it and then drop the pamphlets.
Just so the ghosts can learn.
Well, I mean, we got to wait for the fires to die. We don't want to damage the pamphlets.
The ghosts cannot descend without the reading the papers.
It took a lot of effort.
Octodaddy, are you saying ghosts can interact with physical paper and read?
You most certainly can. It's the only way for them to really educate themselves and get the good ghost education so they can do something with their afterlife because they did nothing with their lives.
What are you guys doing
Washington,
with the suspected banshee?
Hold on, I got a bit. Washington, didn't you grow up learning about the ancient myth of the ghost writer?
No.
It would jump around through existence and help people solve mysteries and stuff and write stuff. And it's a ghost.
That's interesting because I got kicked out of America for reading something and then writing something of how I thought about it.
That's an opinion.
Yep, and it was apparently wrong. Now I'm a expatriate.
Ghost patriots?
Are you old?
Wait, ghosts can be patriots?
They must. Hold on, the AJ.
Yes.
Are you a ghost?
I don't know.
Do you have the symptoms?
You do look very pale, and you
I'm pale, for sure.
In your sleep, you wail a lot. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I gasp when I wake up, like I don't have any air.
Like, we might have to look into it. I got to go to my studies and maybe write up a ghost test to see if you ghost. It's going to take me a couple episodes to get this written.
Wait, are you saying that maybe I'm already dead?
It's good to be a possibility. There's a couple things I want to chest out.
You might be haunting your own dead body.
Why do you think you're not on America anymore?
That's an excellent point. I do love America, but I'm not there.
Maybe you have a skeleton inside you as well. We have to do a bunch of tests.
We got to see if your bones are haunted.
I insight with a 2.
You think they're being... You think you have haunted bones.
This is very
your
concerning to me.
Your bones are possessed by...
But also, I'm pretty sure benches. That maybe I can't die now. So I want to pilot that ship.
No reason to take the race, they're slow since you're already dead. So you might as well put it to the metal.
Pedal to the metal, bro. What if we all did the race?
AJ.
What if we all raced?
Well, I'm going to race.
On the same pad?
I'm thinking different pads.
We'll have a foot to race as AJ races for his life.
There's an entry fee, so you could enter into the race, but it's pretty high.
How much is it?
$40.
The entry fee is 60,000 credits.
That's nothing.
We have a lot.
We have 55 million.
That's right.
55 million?
Mm-hmm.
We have at least 200,000 is what I thought.
We got way more than that there, AJ.
I don't remember the 55
That's
million.
That's my share, sorry.
So we've been getting money.
We sold a lot of that ship, the American ship.
Oh, that's right.
Salvage.
Salvage. Okay.
And we got those crystal monies.
So with the 12,000 they just gave us, we have 55,462,000.
All right, so you're good to go for money.
we could buy our own pads.
So yeah,
I'm gonna bet it all on red.
No, you're not.
So you could.
But
go,
red,
he plays green.
Red, yes, yeah. Red is the best eraser on the bridge.
So you could go to a pad dealer, buy a hot pad. And
we wanted the biggest, the maxiest you got
biggest,
there.
Biggest, most absorbent pad there is. And
tough. Yeah, I wanted to get it through the day.
But comfortable.
Without any mess.
Comfort.
No muss or fuss.
But any...
Wanted to make us feel confident.
Yeah, but any store-bought pad is just not going to...
You need it to be better.
You're going to need to customize
you
it.
You need the custom
we
pad.
We don't want a generic pad.
We could pay off a padcanic.
I think it's the right move to do.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very funny.
So are you guys leaving the hippie dippies?
Goodbye.
And okay, yeah. No, we'll take an age.
And Perkins.
Bye. I ain't no hippie.
All right, so the like the nearest city to where you are currently is...
As he looks it up, did you drop a Ghost Rider, the television show... reference?
That was it, yeah.
Are you fucking old enough to know what that show is?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How are you old enough to know
I'm
that
I'm 31
show?
Years
oh,
old.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're almost dead. Jeez, I haven't thought about Ghost Rider in maybe 25 years.
It's been
a
minute.
I watched that in middle school.
Yeah, but you're like,
I
you're
never
like
heard
21,
of it.
Dude.
I am not.
That's not true.
I don't know.
The fuck is Ghost Rider?
How old are you?
34.
So Blaum is the name of the city that is closest to you. So you can go
But
there.
We need to go to Clorm.
The Carbs were the best.
The racetrack is not far from Clorm, yes.
Clorm. On the Wait, does,
but we got the two
we
days.
Go you got 2 days.
We got to go to Bloomsburg.
Blaum.
Well, if Blaum's close by, we might as well get some ranch tendies there.
So you're going to Blaum or you're going to the Clorm?
Yes.
What town that has the best of padcanic in the...
Each one claims to have...
No, okay, it's one of those. And we
one.
Got the world's best cup of coffee, but it's really a hot mug.
Is it Pat's or Geno's? You'll never know.
Get on the help app.
Yeah, let's look on the helps.
Trying to think what kind of...
Or Ship Advisor. One of the two.
Ship Advisor.
Oh, good.
Yes!
Roll me a ship advisor check. It's just a straight D20, nothing added to it.
Critical 20.
Mm.
Yes!
Mm. Ship advisor advises that you use...
Clorm.
No, it's, I'm trying to think of...
These are cities you made up, yes?
No. I'm thinking of a name for the mechanic.
The auto doctor.
Just pretend you're speaking German for a second.
Or Geno's. Pick one.
Maxi Patadin.
Maxi Paddington.
Maxi Pats?
Maxi Paddington. Maxi Paddington Bear.
Maximum Pads!
Sure, Maximum Pads apparently is the best mechanic on the entire planet, and it is in...
He bought those reviews.
Yeah, no, I would have gone...
It's in a different city, the furthest one away, called Vendir.
What, Mappa?
Mappa. Mappa Mohow.
Mappa Zappa, you're my only friend.
Yeah, Vendir, it's the furthest away city, but that one apparently has the best pad mechanic.
On the planet.
On the planet.
If you want to win, we have to have the best.
But he works for one of the family, so.
Well, everybody's got a...
Oh, no, Batman doesn't.
There's a lot of people that don't have families.
Ancient deity of vengeance
and cuddling.
Belts.
So, yeah.
Child soldiers.
So you guys heading to that one?
Yeah.
Or to somebody who's not employed by a criminal syndicate?
I don't give a shit about that.
Okay.
I don't think we care.
Just checking. All right, so you go to Vendir. Vendir Joran is pretty similar to Shandel, where you were holed up with Bendelfleur.
Oh, my slave days.
Yes, your slave daddy.
That's not...
slave daddy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Is that like cloud daddies?
Cloud daddy is acceptable.
When you're driving through the city, you notice there's a lot of advertisements for sex dolls that look very much like the one that you used to have for an emotional support partner.
That was a pillows.
Yeah, just saying.
That's See, what they're very normal.
Does anybody know about that? Is Ursula II still around?
No.
Okay.
Is Ursula II still around?
Yeah.
The sex doll that you left behind?
It was an emotional support pillow.
He said, sure. You just said it wasn't a sex doll.
It's an emotional support pillow.
I said he didn't use it for a sex doll. That doesn't mean it wasn't a sex doll.
But it was a pillow.
It was a waifu pillow.
Sure.
He's already known about the ancient text of the animes and the magas.
Okay.
Magas?
Come on. Are you stroking out?
That's it.
Not
the,
it's a
the maga.
The maga.
The maga.
Sure.
The maga pillow.
Was that cult that I've heard so much about?
The death cult?
It's a religious cult that's on America.
Okay.
The manga.
The manga.
The manga.
Here, where you can breathe the toxic gas, but not to wear a mask. That's Italian.
What was that?
It's weird how you just slip right in.
I know, it's weird, huh? I got spaghetti throat. Sorry.
Cut out. All right, good. So you guys actually go to the pad dealership first because, I mean, you could go to
the
pad mechanic, but you don't have a hot pad of your own, so.
Well, isn't AJ going to fly under Patricia's pad?
What? Yeah, we're getting our own pads.
Well, we're getting our own pads.
Patricia has her pad that AJ's going to pilot.
I need to pad race.
Yeah.
It's in my blood.
Yeah, you got your own pad.
You're going to race hers, but you guys want your own, so you're going to have to buy a pad.
Yeah.
So I assume you'd go to a pad dealer.
Well,
we went to the best one in Z-Town.
The best one in this town, yes. So you go in there, so they have the big wacky waving inflatable arm flailing slugmans.
Ooh. Hey buddy, what's up? My name's AJ. I'm here to buy a pad.
Wouldn't a pad mechanic sell pads as well?
No,
he just fixes them.
Well, it depends. I mean, sometimes
might sell junky ones.
That depends.
Usually mechanics don't sell.
And AJ, no, you're not buying a pad. You have one. That's
I need a custom.
No,
pad.
I was going to finish the sentence, but then you said that, and I laughed. So. They don't sell good cars, typically. They just sell... Okay. Anyways. So, yeah. So, the wacky, waving, inflatable slugmans. And there is a Slugogian who is the salesman. You see rows and rows of different types of hot pads. They're all pretty flat. And they have, like, wings, that sort of thing. And the different engines. None of them have weapons, because they're not supposed to anyways. So that's what you see. And the Slugogian...
It is the weapon.
See you guys approaching, like...
To crush the patriarchy. Anyway, so, like, what do these run?
Are you looking at some of our fine hot pads?
That's... Yes, that is the case.
Well, you came to the right place.
That's good.
What are you looking for?
We want a race.
Sure, that's what hot pads are for.
And we don't have motorcycles anymore.
You still do. They're on the ship.
No, they're not with us.
Oh.
Any longer, because we're not on the ship.
Rest in peace.
Gotcha.
Rest in
peace. Ghost riders.
They're resting in place on the ship.
Well, what sort of price range are you looking for?
I mean, can we see your catalog?
You're looking at it, buddy.
Where's...
It's a hunk of junk.
Are there prices? What's that one?
So if you just pick a random one, you're in the A-tier lot, and it's price tagged at about 1.5 million credits.
Why?
Because it's so fast and maneuverable.
We want the S-tier.
Yeah, the Maserati pads.
You want better than this.
I mean, that...
You want the best of what I got? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Even when I was getting my pad permit, I drove a better pad than this.
Okay. So he takes you into the dealership. And on a spinning pedestal is a red one with flames on it.
Oh, it makes it faster.
Yeah.
It's for Zorthax.
This is my best hot pad.
That looks hot. Holy shit, those are real flames.
This one is 10 million credits. Fastest pad on the planet.
Well, that's pretty good.
I don't believe him.
Insight.
I believe him.
Maybe. Because I got a...
Wait, actually, I got a really good one.
16. You believe him.
I believe him.
I got a natural 20.
He's definitely full of shit.
He's I'm a trusting
not
guy.
Offering you the best. The best. Or at least he's hiding something as far as
This is the best you have.
What are you talking about? It's on a spinning pedestal.
He can look in your eyes. tell your deepest desire.
Oh,
I wouldn't.
He's one of those.
Yeah, he's a.
Why the fuck would you tell him that?
You've got horns.
That's so? Very aggressive for you, Zordon.
So? I don't like people talking for me.
He gets very upset about the pads. You know, he's not looking to stay free. He's looking for, you know, something a little bit more that has some cortex.
What? Cortex or context?
I said, it's not up to me that you got the fat ears and you can't understand.
I don't have ears, I just hold them.
Well, maybe you should get the shit out of your ears and fucking listen.
I'm
sorry, do you not like monies? Can I not give you my monies? Why are you trying to sell some junky shit here?
Just not the best. I'm saving the best for the criminal family.
You're always trying
to
pull these
things. About that criminal family thing.
Well, yeah, they run the town over.
Zoran, you know a criminal man.
Yeah.
I heard you were on good terms.
With who?
We were.
What?
Was I?
Weren't you?
I feel like that might not be true.
No,
that's definitely not true.
You ran away.
I survived. And he wasn't super keen on that, I think.
You were his best friend.
That was a mistake.
What are you guys talking about?
We're having a moment.
All right.
I think
I know,
he fell asleep.
I know you have something better here.
I told you, it's being saved. For Bendel Snatch.
Duh.
Never heard of him.
He's a big
I'm gonna check out
big dick? Is that what?
He's a big dick.
I'm looking him up on Facebook. Crit 20.
He is the main crime boss of this particular city. Cousin of Bendelfleur. Right.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah. But he doesn't know you.
It's true.
With your visor down.
If I sell you this, he'll definitely kill me.
Yes, but Jim...
Well,
how does that affect us?
Go buy my second best ship.
What does he desire most?
Money? Money, yeah. It's a Sligogian.
These
money.
People have no depth.
No.
Pretty basic.
It's a criminal planet where they just want money and power. But he's a dealer, so he just wants money.
How many people are around?
There are a few attendants, and there are two guards out front.
What are you thinking?
How many attendants?
What are you doing?
So, do a perception check.
Hostile takeover.
They appreciate that kind of thing on this planet.
Yeah.
They
respect
it.
It's a perception.
Mm-hmm.
What's my perception at now? 22.
It looks like there are 4 attendants in the shop, and then there's 1 attendant outside the shop. You don't know about anybody else because there is like a garage area, so
okay.
There could be somebody in there too. And then there's the 2 guards out front. You don't know if there's anybody else other than that.
I don't know. What are you thinking, Taco?
Well, I don't like these guys. I don't like him at all.
I'm right here.
I know you are. I'm looking you right in your ugly face.
Okay. I'm actually very handsome for us.
Yeah, I feel bad for your partner that they have to stare at that every night as they contemplate suicide.
I go to the fuck pit. I just slurm into the damn pit and then babies come out.
I know someone who'd be into that.
His name is AJ.
Huh? Sorry, I was spaced out because you told me I already had a ship and I don't want to be here anymore.
This is not of interest to me.
Right. Well, we're going to need some ships, I guess.
Well, we can just
so hold on, this
the
is the best,
best
mechanic, right?
No.
No, this
is
the
best
dealer in town.
Okay.
We're getting a pad to take to the mechanic.
Yeah.
No, that's right. I'm paying attention.
So we can get
the third best.
Yeah, cheaper ones.
Second best is what they want.
Second best is what they want. Do you have anything that has body forms? That forms to your body so that you can pot around without feeling uncomfortable?
Well, this one right here would definitely form to your body. You're sensual.
I'm going to insight that because I'm pretty sure you say that to everyone.
Sure, insight.
21.
He's being truthful. I mean, if you look at it, looks like it's adjustable. So it would form to whatever
it's
driver.
It's on the list of features it has on the little sheet on the window.
Yeah. The body forms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go over and actually inspect it.
Sure. Inspect the car. Mechanical engineering? Or investigation. They're both intelligence.
I'll assist you. I know a good pad when I see one.
Jesus. An 11.
It looks good to you. I mean, it's very shiny. Like I said, it's got the flames on the side.
I don't care about that.
It's,
What's the undercarriage look like?
Undercarriage looks clean, and...
It's always important.
Barely scratched. Like, just a... It looks like it's been parked a few times, so who's some scuffs.
One of us.
One of you guys
Someone
that's driving.
With better piloting
does
than
it,
me.
Does it have a cup holder?
Hey, AJ.
Of course it's got a cup holder.
Okay, because my friend Zordax, he likes to have a drink as he drives. Helps him with his self-confidence.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure that this is sealed tight and there's not going to be any leakings.
Oh, no. Our pads never leak.
I'm going to insight that. With 18...
They absolutely leak it sometimes.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I thought this was the best place.
Yes, but we're on Slagogia.
Yeah,
the best place in a shit world.
Yeah. I'm not saying this one's going to break on you.
Yeah,
but
no,
him saying
I mean,
they never leak is a lie.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
well, what's the best offer you can
he
do?
He said 10 million.
I said 1.5 million, but I'll take 10.
Oh, 1.5 million?
That is not the best of the offers you can do.
I'll do...
Because we're going to do a package
do
deal.
Do 200,000.
200,000? That's a ripoff.
But not only is it the ripoff, but we'll also put your name on the side of the pad.
I don't want to be on your pad.
Oh, well, I guess you don't want to be a sponsor for the winning.
No.
We'll airbrush him on.
Yes.
Because if...
Portrait of him.
If I were to sponsor your ship, and then Bendel Snatch loses... He's gonna have my head.
Yeah, it seems
Think
like...
about all the free exposure you could get as an artist.
Yes, I'm trying to pay you with exposure.
I expose myself plenty, sir.
A used pad artist salesman.
All right, 300,000.
Very creative. Absolutely not.
Give me a counter offer.
1.2 million.
Still too high. It's very high. I don't
know. Obviously, someone's been driving these pads around to having joyrides.
Then the leakings. They're leaking everywhere. It's not great.
Leaking. There's nothing leaking. That's just me.
I point out the leaks.
There's nothing leaking currently.
That's because you didn't put oil.
Potential leaks.
$550,000.
Like I said, the lowest I can go is $1
million. $700,000. I got a 21 persuasion.
Oh, no, his...
He sells,
1 million is the best I can do, buddy.
He sells used pads.
Oh, wait, do we need to persuade some... Hey, brother, all right? You just listen to me, all right? Get advantage. Shit. 23 to be like, look.
No.
All
right. I think, all right, let's get it and... Let's scrape off the license plate, the panel thing that has his name on it.
What would you do? What would you say about a package deal of 3 for $2 million?
I only have one of this type.
This is a terrible dealership.
Then why? This
is the best one. Supply and demand. This is a good one.
I don't believe
If I had a whole bunch of them, then people would be like, oh, well, this is a piece of shit.
I'm pretty sure this is
going to... It's how cars work.
To be the only sale you've had in the last 6 months.
I see.
You got
four
the,
pads
you got
today.
The mustard stains and you got the
Cheeto
dust on your fucking fingers.
That's my slurm.
No.
I was slurming myself before
Looks
this.
It's like all your attendants are napping.
Napa know-how. Okay, just give it the money.
I mean, I can give you another 8 here. It's just not going to be as good as this one.
We need 3.
I can give you 3. For 2 million? Sure.
Yeah.
No,
not if they're not going to be this quality.
It's like, if this was like a 90, they would be an 85.
Well, I thought we wanted 100.
Three for 1.5.
No! 3 for $1.75.
3 for $1.6. Take it or leave it. Best deal you're going to get today.
Okay, you can just have the 1 for 1.
Fine, I guess you don't want to eat the dinners. Goodbyes.
I'm going to go down to the pit and slurm into there and eat all those children.
Look, man, that's a good deal. You should probably take it.
Okay.
He said okay.
Mr.
Verbal agreement.
It was sarcastic.
Don't play the
shake his hand.
What?
Sarcasm was deemed illegal.
I quit 20 to shake his hand.
You shake his hand.
Yeah, the deal has been done.
The deal's binding.
No, that's not what it was.
That's a binding deal.
No. You just shook my hand. That's all it was.
He put his fluids on it.
I sold you the one ship.
Okay, let's get to three because I kind of want to race.
Yeah, we're all racing. This is how we're doing this.
Yeah, 1.5.
I thought we had 55 million.
I said 1.75.
Okay, I mean, what's one, the 25 moors?
With the 1.75, that's the one really good one.
Yes.
And then two that are like 85, well, the one is 90.
Yes.
Do they come...
They all have cup holders.
With air fresheners.
Yes, we found these earth pine trees.
Holy
the
shit.
Most appealing to the pad owners.
It's just an actual pine tree. Okay, yeah.
Mine has a mistletoe on it. I'm okay with it, though.
Can we get a coupon for discounts at the Padcanic?
No, throw in a free oil change and wash and wax. Can't even speak.
Sure.
Yes, we need these wax
time.
Well, of course, he's got a free wash and wax.
I have too much hair on my
and
back.
And free
Maybe
oil changes for
that.
A year.
Yeah, my oils need to be changed.
Not your oils.
A year on
hotties
the pad is 3 days.
Void warranty as soon as you take it off the line.
So he gets the contracts out. It's fairly
okay,
thick.
Let's go page by page to actually feel,
yep.
You know, to see that we don't get the screwed.
Sure. It basically says, roll me an investigation.
You
Who's got the highest? All right, I'll roll it too.
Yeah, you can
roll. You got a 21.
I've never seen paper before. You ever seen paper, guys?
17.
Paper.
13.
So... Mostly Joran and also Yokish. You notice
Yakish.
That Yakish.
We put on tiny glasses.
Sure. The wording of the document makes it seem like he's not responsible if you like fuck up the pad the moment it leaves the dealership.
That's how car dealerships work.
Yeah.
So
makes sense.
Standard,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's straight up normal capitalism. It's fine.
So as long as it's working while you're on the premises, he's responsible for it. But the moment it leaves the premises, it's your problem.
We'll fire that shit up.
Okay.
Well, we gotta go pick up your pad.
Well, somebody's gotta drive the other ship. The ship you came in.
The Perkins.
Well, I guess you could just
Perkins
load these ships into your ship.
Yeah, we're just gonna do that. Yeah.
Okay, and as you guys load your new hot pads into the ship, that's what we're gonna call it. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Reddit. And Twitch.
Hell yeah.
Over
we have a subreddit, motherfuckers.
Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers. His Lord and Majesty Big Jim, He Who Is Steve, Big John, The Nut, Chronic Ejack, Skinner, Shanda Panda, B-Mail, Daniel H., Lousy Apples, Disgruntled Furniture.
Hey, that's a new one.
And Sparkle Brony 69.
Bow, 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 bow.
If you want to have your stupid name read at the end of every episode of Botch Podcast, support the show over at patreon.com/botchpodcast. Like our newest idiot, Disgruntled Furniture.
Disgruntled.
What a moron.
Thanks for upping your pledge, bud. If you have a moment, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. It really helps the show grow. Thank
like
you to Gozer.
We don't have a new one.
Thank you to Gozer. Thank you to Gozer for our intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music on all social media. And as always,
you make friends with the lesbians.
We'll see you next week, nerds. And we salute you. B-Mail, you are this week's Bit Commander.
Bit Commander. Command me.
Command my bit. If so, I
this
need
is
to
thing.
Buy more lube.
And as you browse for subreddits, whisper botched.
Yeah, make our subreddit a thing.
A vor subreddit?
Touch it.
Touch it.
With your upvotes.
Everybody add porn to our subreddit to make it cool.
It's the only way I'll subscribe, and I'm a mod. We'll be right back.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
I want to see your wiener. I want to see your wiener. I want to see your
snippets
wiener.
Of my foreskin.
He sends them to me. He's doing a slow...
They're left over from his bris.
Nope.
I think he. What if he? No, I think he's just like he snips
slowly
it off
shaving
like
one
a,
off. Yeah,
like fingernail
like
clippers.
Yeah, with a nail clipper, and well, just so you like grab back, the he keeps going.
Yeah. You grab the edge of the foreskin and you stretch it out real thin.
Yeah,
and then you snip off the tip.
That's
and then
good.
You send that.
Snip, come back snip in. The tip.
Yeah, it's just a foreskin sliver. It's fine.
And then he mails it to me.
Yeah,
my hair is fixed.
Well, so, in an airtight box.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to assemble them.
To build. It's a build
your own
foreskin.
It's
a Tristan. Yeah, build
right,
your own.
It's not like a
Tristan.
Like a Bionicle. It turns into a robot.
I mean,
like
I don't know his sexual preference, but it could be.